Hello, everybody listening out there right now. You are tuned in to the Most Worthy Video Game Talk Show here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And I hope everyone out there listening in is having a great time today. It is here in America, Tuesday, November 8th, Election Day right now. If you are in California, just like Dominican is, then polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you're in line by 8 p.m., you're allowed to vote. So if you're listening to this mobily and you still have not casted your vote, please go and cast your vote. It's very important as a citizen of America in a wonderful and beautiful democracy. Other than that, we're going to do our whole spiel today. I've got something a little different planned for the viewers, and we're gonna get more into that as we get more deeper into the show. For now, we're going to bring our latest video game news to all of your attentions. And so with the newest video game news, we are looking at $1 getting you some quality games in this new Humble Bundle. Let's check out what this is all about. So, $1, Shadow Complex and Killing Floor are two games you can get for just $1. The latest Humble Bundle has been revealed, and this one focuses on games made with Unreal Engine. It includes awesome action games like Shadow Complex and Killing Floor, as well as slower, story-focused games such as The Vanishing of Ethan Carter and Adrift. As always, you can pay what you want for the bundle and get a selection of games based on how much you chip in. Paying more than $1 gets you Killing Floor, Shadow Complex, and Dangerous Golf, while paying more than the average, $3.75 as of publishing time, adds The Vanishing of Ethan Carter, Adrift, and The Means Greens Plastic Warfare to your bundle. Lastly, you can get an additional game, The Culling, if you pay more than $10. So, very interesting. Like previous bundles, you can choose where your money goes. You can split it up between the game's developers, charity, the Unreal Developer Grant, and a tip for Humble. The supported charity this time is Girls Make Games, which is a series of summer camps, workshops, and game jams that hope to inspire the next generation of designers, creators, and engineers. However, you can also choose your own charity if you wish. The Unreal Developer Grant goes towards funding innovative projects built in and around Unreal Engine 4. So this is very interesting. The Humble Bundle, pay $1 and you get some pretty incredible games. Some more video game news. We have Final Fantasy 15 MMORPG announced for mobile devices. Game of War Fire Age. Interesting. So Square Enix has partnered with Game of War Fire Age developer Machine Zone to produce a Final Fantasy 15 mobile MMO. The company announced in a press release. The press release describes the new game as combining the character's storyline and soundtrack from Final Fantasy 15 with Machine Zone's technology. Because of this, don't expect this new game to be as big or as complex as something like Final Fantasy 14. The press release continues by saying it will follow the successful MZ MMO titles Game of War Fire Age and Mobile Strike, making it sound like it'll be more in line with those games. So those are more move your unit to this area and move your unit to that area type games. And so I guess that's what we'll be getting with the new Final Fantasy 15 MMO. In other video game news, November 8th, 2016, that is today, the new PS4 Pro released a new video, they labeled it the world's most powerful console, and the PS4 Pro is just days away. A second video was released focusing on the PS4 Pro's tech features, and so Sony today published a new video for the company's soon-to-launch PlayStation 4 Pro console. The video describes the system as a supercharged PS4, going on to call it the world's most powerful console. For its part, Microsoft has used similar language to describe its Project Scorpio system. The new PS4 Pro video shows off a number of the games that will support the console, including Horizon Zero Dawn, Watch Dogs 2, Rise of Tomb Raider, Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, Mass Effect, Andromeda, Days Gone, Uncharted 4, Thief's End, and others. The video supports up to a 4K resolution at 60 frames per second, though you will need a supported display to see the video in the highest quality. The PS4 Pro goes on sale on November 10th for $400 and features a 1TB hard drive. It is physically larger than the PS4 model, launch model, and the Slim Revision. The console has 8GB of GDDR5 memory and another 1GB of DRAM for the CPU. As GameSpot's Jimmy Thang explained in his PS4 Pro review, this allows the x86-based processor to run the operating system and streaming video applications at 4K. This extra DRAM also frees up some of the faster GDDR5 memory for the GPU. So that's very interesting. I have been a fan of the PlayStation systems for a while. I did divert and get Xbox a few times while the PlayStation 3 was out because I just felt like I needed to switch it up a little bit. But I have been a fan of PlayStation for a while. One of my first consoles ever was a PlayStation 2. And that was a lot of fun. So I'm not sure if I'm going to pick up the PS4 Pro. Doesn't seem like something that would interest me just because it seems like another revision of the PS4 that I already have. I think as long as the PlayStation 4 that I have is up to date, plays current games, and allows me to play with my friends, I think I'll be okay with that for now. Seems like also those who purchase a PS4 Pro to get the full capabilities of it will need to also purchase a TV that allows 4K connection. So that's really interesting. Maybe if I had some extra cash on hand, and maybe if there was some sort of deal where it came with a TV, then maybe I'll consider buying it. But for now, doesn't seem like the PS4 Pro is in my future. Stick with my handy dandy regular PlayStation 4 for now. And so, in news related to the topic at hand this week, we are going to, in just 10 days, there is a game coming out that a lot of people are super excited for. It's getting a lot of great feedback right now. There have been a couple of leaks, meaning information that has come out about the game, even though the game hasn't released yet. There's been a demo that came out, and there's also been a bunch of other little details of information coming out about the game, and so people are super, super excited for this. I know a bunch of my friends and I are, and this game is hitting stores November 18th. That's Pokemon Sun and Moon, and some players actually have already come across what they say are legitimate early copies of the Nintendo 3DS game. So we're getting into the news article about Pokemon Sun and Moon right now. There are tons and tons and tons of pictures, stats, stories, details out in the wild, and whether or not fans are ready for them. YouTube Kofodix, who helped reveal the entire Pokedex that data miners found buried within the Sun and Moon demo last month, has returned with a series of videos that cover the stats and types of just about every new Pokemon. While we've seen all of these guys before, here's yet another spoiler warning for you. Can't decide which starter to choose? Here's all of their stats and moves. And so in this article, they show me a video of the stats and moves of the starter Pokemon. These are some of the Pokemon you'll encounter along the way. Yet again, another video of some of the Pokemon we'll be encountering. There are also several legendaries and nearly 3 minutes worth of rare Pokemon. So if you want to check this out, this is on polygon.com. And these videos are very interesting. Would play them for you, but would probably help for you to see them because they are videos. So Majerna If you didn't know, Magearna is the new mythical Pokemon that's going to be coming out with Pokemon Sun and Moon. It's already made an appearance in the mainstream movie series of Pokemon, so we'll definitely be seeing Magearna come through. I believe it is a fairy and steel type, so that's a very something. I believe its typing is unique to itself, so very awesome. Kofotic's latest video goes into different Alola region variants of old school Pokemon. Get ready for some really, really weird typings. There's also info on Zygarde thrown into the mix, because why not? If you don't know who Zygarde is, the previous iteration of Pokemon called Pokemon X and Y released two legendary Pokemon named Xerneas and Yveltal. And then they gave it a third legendary Pokemon, making it a trio named Zygarde. But in both games, Pokemon X and Y, Zygarde didn't really have a storyline. It was more of a Pokemon that you could just catch at the end of the game once you're done with the main storyline. So now we're going to see Zygarde have more of a greater role in this upcoming Pokemon game, and I'm really excited for that for sure, because I thought it was just kind of weird how they would put in this super powerful Pokemon and don't explain how it makes sense, but confirm that it is in fact part of a trio with the two mainstream legendary Pokemon that you're actually required to catch. So hopefully we'll see, actually not hopefully, we will see Zygarde take a huge role in this upcoming video game, and I think it's going to be very interesting to see how they do it, because this next Pokemon is actually set in an island region. The region is known to, it was actually based off of the islands of Hawaii, so it's going to be interesting to see how they incorporate Zygarde, which was a legendary from the last Pokemon, into this new island region. It would make sense to have Zygarde be the one that's starring in this game, because he never really got a starring role, and at the same time, the region where Zygarde was originally discovered in X and Y was based off of the United States. So this region based off Hawaii, which is although part of the United States, does give it that sort of, well, maybe we might go back to the region that looks like the United States because it's right there. Maybe the island isn't too far from this region that's based off the United States. So that is all of our video game news, everything that we have for today for video game news. We're going to get into our first break right about now, and then we're going to introduce my next segment, which I'm really excited for, and I hope all of you listening right now stay tuned, because it's going to be something I've never done before, and it's going to be something somewhat of an experiment, and I'm pretty excited to do it. I haven't done it in terms of audio. I have done it with video, though. So stay tuned. We're going to go over what that specifically is in just a few minutes here, and we'll be back from our break in just a minute. Once again, you're listening to Combo Breaker, the most worthy video game talk show here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I am your host, DJ 1UP, and we'll be back from our break in just a couple minutes. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Combo Breaker, the most worthy video game talk show here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And if you're just tuning in, our game of the week, once again, is Pokemon, one of my favorite games. And if you have been tuning in, you know we've done a show where we went over some of the technicalities of Pokemon. Then I brought guests in and we talked about Pokemon pretty extensively, talked about our favorite types. So many of you who have already listened in the past are very familiar with my affinity for Pokemon and my love for the game. It was the first game I ever played, and I am super excited to just present to you what's next up for this show. This show is going to be a little different from the previous shows that I did about Pokemon. Instead of sitting here and talking to you about the logistics and technicalities that happen within Pokemon, I'm just going to go ahead and play it. It's going to be attached so you could hear everything that's going on within the game, and I'll be able to narrate what's going on within the game. And so we're going to try that out this week. I hope all of you enjoy. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a fun time. So while that's happening, we're going to begin by turning on the Nintendo. And so we're going to sit here and we're going to listen to me play a video game. And so the game that I'm going to be playing today is Pokemon Red. I'm sure some of the older folks listening, people around ages of did you hear that? That's the Game Freak sign. And so people around the ages of 20, maybe a little younger, maybe those aged 17 to 25 will be familiar with some of the sounds that are going on in this game. So I'm going to press A. I'm going to go on and go ahead with the rest of the video game. Right now, that was the cry of the grass starter, Bulbasaur. So I'm going to continue. I've been playing this game for quite a while. If you didn't know, Pokemon Red is actually available on the Nintendo DS store for $10, and you can download it straight onto your memory card and just play it. So here I am. I am currently in the Celadon City Pokemon Center. I could be wrong though. So no, I am in the Celadon City Pokemon Center. I'm currently 4 badges in. So one of the very main points of Pokemon, at least in the old games, and Pokemon Sun and Moon is going to be completely different, but in Pokemon Red, the progression of the story is based on going through battles and beating gym leaders, and then eventually getting to the Elite Four, where you fight 4 elite trainers, hence the Elite Four, and then you challenge the champion to become champion of that region's Pokemon League. So, very interesting. If you've never played Pokemon before, I would definitely have you consider picking it up. Celadon City, the city that I'm in right now, is actually the home of the grass type gym. So I just, some would say, pummeled the grass type gym because my starter is a Charizard now. So let me just go over the Pokemon that I have in my party. The cry you just heard was that of a Vaporeon, the water type evolution of a Eevee. And so that's pretty cool. I'm using that mostly. Vaporeons, they have this type of defensive bulk that you can't really see in other Eevee evolutions. I didn't go with Flareon because I already had a fire starter. And I didn't go with Jolteon because I have other plans for an electric type Pokemon. So the reason I chose Vaporeon, also because I think Vaporeon looks the coolest out of all of them, even though it has a fish tail, and it looks sort of like a dog mermaid, like a dog maid, then, or a mer dog, then, but I still think it looks the coolest. It has, it just looks awesome. Search it up, Vaporeon, V-A-P-O-R-E-O-N. And so its moves are Quick Attack, Sand Attack, Bubble Beam, and Swift. My favorite move on its set right now is Swift for sure, because Swift doesn't miss. Even if a Pokemon is in the air or is has dug into the ground, it will still hit it. It will still do damage on it. So that is perfect. A perfect move if you are trying to do damage and want to make sure that the damage is done. The next Pokemon on my list is, by the way, I have different names for these Pokemon. You can nickname your Pokemon, for those that didn't know. My next Pokemon is, the cry of that Pokemon is a Marowak. So that is Marowak, the evolution of Cubone. It's a bipedal Pokemon with the skull of its mother worn on its head as a mask. So that's really one of my favorite Pokemon. I never had a Marowak ever in my life, so I said might as well try and get one right now. This Pokemon right here is Charizard, and this is sort of my overpowered Pokemon. It's level 47. There was no other Pokemon I really wanted up until about the fourth gym, so I did use Charmander and Charmeleon exclusively. That's why it's at level 47. I don't have to level it up for a good amount of time, and it's good because it could come in and pretty much change how the game works. The next Pokemon I have is a Snorlax. Just caught this one. He is level 30 right now with 138 HP. Just to demonstrate Vaporeon's health ability, it has 148 health points HP compared to Snorlax's 138. This Vaporeon is a Pokemon that is very smaller than Snorlax, and yet it still has more HP and still has more defensive power. Snorlax is sort of in the newer competitive play, there Snorlax is used as a tank because of its defensive ability and its ability to hit very hard. And so in new competitive Pokemon gaming as well, Vaporeon is used as more of a defensive specialist. And I just deposited Snorlax into my PC, so we're going to explore the rest of Celadon City. Actually, I believe I've done everything that I need to do here in Celadon City, so we're gonna move on. So we can move faster, we're going to attach our bike. That is the bike theme music right there. And so we're going to attach our bike. We're going to ride down all the way down to... I actually did acquire fly already, so I can technically go back to any city that I visited before. But I'm not going to do that right now. I'm just going to get straight into the game. I'm thinking that I want to train my Pokemon more. I'm going to go to the second floor of this building real quick. And interesting, this kid that I talked to said he's going on a ride with his girlfriend. And that's cool, I guess. Can't really be mad at that. So I'm going to get into the first battle here. We're on the Cycling Road. For those that don't know, Cycling Road is known to be filled with cyclers. And these cyclers want to battle you. And so I'm going to give them all the benefit of the doubt and just battle them. Hopefully, a lot of them, from what I remember of my first playthrough of Pokemon Red, it was technically Pokemon Blue, but from my first playthrough of Pokemon, most of these cyclers have poison or fighting types. So here he said, "What do you want?" And I want to battle you, buddy. That's exactly what I want to do. Actually, I want to... It's kind of weird. I think people in this game battle for money. And so I'm going to send out my Vaporeon. He's got a Grimer out there. Grimer is a Pokemon that's made completely out of trash. So, and poison sludge. So it's a poison type Pokemon. I honestly should have put Marowak first, but I didn't get to doing that. So I just used Bubble Beam with Vaporeon that brought his Grimer's HP down to just an eensy little bit. So I'm going to use Quick Attack because I don't really need that strong of an attack to take him out. It's a level 29 Grimer. Took him down pretty easily, gained 558 experience points. And the cyclist is going to be pulling out a Pokemon named Koffing. Koffing is sort of Grimer's counterpart. It's another Pokemon that's made completely out of poison gas. So I'm going to use, I've sent out my Marowak. I'm going to use a ground type move. Ground type moves are super effective against poison type moves. So, I just got poisoned by Koffing. So the worst thing about getting poisoned is that the effect continues even after the initial battle. Thankfully, I have some antidotes in my backpack, so I'm going to use that after the battle. What happens when you get poisoned is that your HP goes down once every turn or every step you take outside of battle. So I gained 708 points, defeated the biker. Awesome. So that was my first Pokemon battle live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Just in case y'all forgot what you were listening to, this is Combo Breaker, and I'm your host, DJ 1UP. Right now, we're just battling people on Cycling Road. This is going to be a fun time. I love battling people. I love getting to see what types of Pokemon. I don't wish, because Pokemon now is less of a challenge than it was before. There's so many options given to you. I know why I started with Vaporeon, actually, just because there are fighting types and ground moves are actually not effective against fighting type Pokemon. So just beat a Machop with a Vaporeon using Bubble Beam. I'm gonna use Bubble Beam again on this Mankey, which is a fighting monkey type. And then just defeated that in one turn. Pretty easy going time here. Hopefully we'll get to the fifth gym, because that is where I have my eyes set on right now. Another Machop coming out at level 28. My level 36 Vaporeon is making easy work of these Pokemon right now. And so there we go. Defeated the Q-Ball is what the character, the NPC, the non-playable character is called. And so we're going to continue our journey down Cycling Road. There's so many people to battle on this road, and every time I get into a battle, it feels like Vaporeon is doing all the work. So we're going to switch it up a little bit as soon as... So I believe it's the Q-Balls that have the fighting type Pokemon, and then the bikers have the poison type Pokemon. So that's interesting. Another Bubble Beam against another Mankey. And then Q-Ball is going to send out a Machop again. So we're seeing Q-Balls having a Machop and a Mankey. That seems to be their Pokemon of choice on this cycling road. So is there a difference between how the Q-Balls and the biker NPCs look? So it's actually pretty funny, because the Q-Balls in this game, they're called Q-Balls because their NPC character actually is bald. So it has no hair. And so that's actually kind of rude now that I think about it. But here we go, fighting another Q-Ball. And this time another Machop, but this time at level 33, so it's going to be a little bit more of a challenge. Rather than hitting him with Bubble Beam first, I think I'm going to go with a Quick Attack just to bring his HP down. And so Machop went with Low Kick, missed. I'm going to use Bubble Beam, see how it works out for me. And after using the Quick Attack, seems like Bubble Beam made easy work of it. My Vaporeon is going completely into work right now. So we'll have this one more battle and then go into another break. But we're having a good amount of fun here. We have another biker sent out a wheezing. For those that don't know, wheezing is the evolved form of coughing. So this is a poison type Pokemon. I'm gonna do the same strategy I used against the other Machop. Oh no, doesn't seem like my quick attack is even putting a dent in it. I'm gonna use quick attack one more time just to get its HP down to where I need it so that Bubble Beam can do the work that it needs to do. Oh man. And Weezing uses Sludge. Sludge is known for bringing down defenses, so better be careful there. And it did a pretty good amount of damage to me while my Bubble Beam didn't do too much damage on it. Cool, so I got Weezing to... I got all of Weezing's health points down. And so after that battle, we're actually going to get into our next break. And so this has been Combo Breaker on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, the most worthy video game talk show. I am your host, DJ 1UP, and we'll be back from break in just a second. Hello everybody, welcome back to our live playthrough of Pokemon Red, the first Pokemon that came out for the Game Boy Color back in 1998. So one of the first games that I actually ever got to play ever in my lifetime. And we're playing that right now. If you're just tuning in, this is Combo Breaker, your most worthy video game talk show here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And so, like I mentioned this earlier, this is something that I personally have never done before, and I don't know if it has ever been done ever in Penguin Radio history. So, we're doing a live playthrough of Pokemon Red, and right now we're on Cycling Road, battling a cycler right now who has a bunch of poison Pokemon at his repertoire, and I'm simply just blowing through him using Vaporeon's Bubble Beam. I'm gonna switch it up a little bit. I'm gonna bring out my Marowak to deal with these Marowak. What I like about Marowak is even though it has little HP, it has a lot of speed and a lot of attack, so it'll get the job done. It just might get extremely hurt in the process. And that's what I like about Marowak, though. It's known as a very resilient Pokemon. Has one of the saddest stories in Pokemon, to be very and completely honest. Because, like I said, it wears the skull of its mother on its head to protect it from being hit in the head. And that's just, I mean, that's beautiful and very sad, very poetic Pokemon. I actually named mine Hood because I just thought it would be really cool. I was thinking of the Pokemon, of the villain Red Hood from the DC comics, and I thought, wow, this would be the perfect name for this Pokemon. And so found some grass where I could find wild Pokemon on Cycling Road. I found Eradicate. I don't want to go through all the work of evolving Eradita into Eradicate, so I think I might just catch this Pokemon. And then it'll be my first Pokemon caught live on Penguin Radio. Pretty awesome. And alright, Eradicate was caught, so this might sound super harsh, but gotta get Eradicate into my PC as soon as possible so I can... Ooh, another Pokemon encounter, wasn't planning on that. And a Spearow. I already have a Spearow, so I think I'm gonna run away from this battle. Doesn't seem like it would do me much good if I stayed on it anyway. So we're going down Cycling Road. One of the cool things about Cycling Road is you can only use your bike on this road, and you get to a point of Cycling Road where you can't control it anymore. You're just going completely downhill, and I'm at that point right now, fighting another cycler who brings out another Weezing. The last Weezing I actually had a good amount of trouble with, so I'm gonna use the same strategy that I've been using with stronger Pokemon in terms of using Vaporeon. So I'm gonna use Quick Attack twice, and then I'm gonna hit it with Vaporeon's strongest move, Bubble Beam, and we'll see how that goes. I have Weezing down to about half, a little over half its HP, and I just beat it. Awesome. What I love about fighting evolved Pokemon is that they give you a lot of HP. And so I'm gonna hit Koffing with a Bone Club. Wow, I'm surprised I didn't one hit KO it. Hits me with Smog. Hopefully I don't get poisoned, and as soon as I say that, I get poisoned. Hit him with a Bone Club again, and thankfully I have a whole bunch of antidotes, so fighting this Weezing won't be too big of a problem. Hit Weezing with a Bone Club. Marowak's strongest move is Bone Club, and so I've just been using that. Weezing uses Sludge, Marowak uses Bone Club once more, and we have defeated the Cycler, gained a bunch of HP. Marowak is level 31 now. The only thing about my Marowak that I kind of don't like is that it has one slot left for a move, but I just can't decide which move I want to put there. In Pokemon Red, one of the biggest differences that I noticed when first playing this game is that there are so much less moves than the newer Pokemon games have, and so it's harder to create move sets that would benefit the Pokemon and give it the ability to attack as well. One of the things that people make a mistake on that I've noticed in this old Pokemon game is that they just stockpile their Pokemon with offensive moves, and any good competitive player knows that a good Pokemon is always going to require some sort of course it's going to need offensive moves so that it could do damage, but a good competitive Pokemon player understands that every Pokemon has a niche within a team. So this Vaporeon that I'm using, while it does have a good amount of attacking ability and a good amount of attacking moves, I'm eventually going to get to a point where it's going to become more of a defensive specialist, something that I could send out while I heal my other Pokemon. It's pretty awesome, and so can't wait to do that. We have another Q-Ball fighting right now. with their fighting type Pokemon about to blast through this Mankey with another bubble beam. And I think, ooh, a Primeape. So I haven't seen a Primeape yet. So this is going to be my first time fighting a Primeape, and I'm just going to bubble beam it. And it used focus energy. I think at this point I have its health down to about less than a quarter. So I'm going to use quick attack. I'm kind of sad that quick attack didn't beat it, but use quick attack one more time and it goes down, Primeape. And my Vaporeon is up to level 38. Getting up there pretty quick. The last time I actually picked this game up was 2 weeks ago. So I haven't been playing Pokemon Red. I knew I had this idea stockpiled in the back of my mind for a bit. So I told myself, I know if I kept playing, I would have finished the game. Which is why I said, don't play it. Give it time. Play it when your viewers are listening. And so now we have a Muk. Muk is the evolved form of Grimer, so just a bigger blob of poison sludge. So we'll hit it with Bubble Beam, see how that works out. And takes out about half of his HP. And Muk just used poison gas on me, which automatically poisons me. But once again, got a bunch of antidotes. And so pretty sad I didn't beat it in two hits with Bubble Beam, but we're going to use Quick Attack because it's literally at 1 HP. And Muk goes down. Perfect. 1,000 experience points. Awesome. So I'm going to heal my Pokemon. One of the worst places for a Pokemon to be poisoned is on Cycling Road because you automatically move. And when you're poisoned and you move, your Pokemon loses in a health point. And so keep off Cycling Road if your Pokemon is poisoned. That's never going to help you out. So I'm cycling down. I see someone that I'm going to battle. We're battling right now. So we're going to get into this battle with another biker. I'm going to send out a Weezing, the evolved form of coughing. I'm starting to run out of power points to use Bubble Beam. I can only use Bubble Beam one more time, so I think I'm going to start having Marowak come out as my first Pokemon so that I can take care of these poison Pokemon pretty quickly. Now, critical hit with Quick Attack. Weezing uses Tackle. I'm going to use Quick Attack again so I could get the first hit and just get this battle over with. Another 1,000 HP. So Muk is coming out once more, and let's see, I'm going to bring out Marowak because the Bone Club is going to hit harder than anything that Vaporeon has right now. If I really wanted to defeat him, I could have just brought out my Charizard, and that would have been just dunzo for the Muk. Awesome, defeated the biker. And we are continuing down Cycling Road. The Cycling Road is way longer than I expected it to be. And so, okay, so we're at the end now. And we're biking to this building. We're gonna talk to the security guard because why not? Cycling Road is all uphill from here. So I guess he's saying, don't do this, please. You have better things to do than go uphill on Cycling Road. So we're going to get into... I want to fight the gym so that you all could have the experience of listening to me narrate myself while fighting a gym. But I think it would be more beneficial if I went to the Safari Zone because there are a lot of rare Pokemon there to catch. And you could all have the opportunity to hear me get excited about catching rare Pokemon. So we'll actually do that after our next and final break, which is going to happen right now. So if you're just tuning in, we're going into a break. My apologies, but stay tuned because we have a couple more minutes of live gameplay of Pokemon Red here. We're going to get into the Safari Zone. It's going to be a great time, and I might actually try and see if I can catch a a Tauros. I know I wanted a Tauros as the main normal type Pokemon on my team. So, anyway, we're going to get into our break right now. This is Combo Breaker, the most worthy video game talk show here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Please stay tuned. We've got so much more content to talk about, and we'll be right back after this break. Hello everybody, welcome back to Combo Breaker, the most worthy video game talk show here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And so, once again, if you're listening right now and you have not voted, I really do encourage you to go out and vote. Those in California, you have 7 minutes to get to your polling place. If you stay in line, they'll let you continue voting. So, we're going to get back into our live gameplay of Pokemon Red. Right now we're in Fuchsia City, which is the home of the poison type gym. And we're going to get into the Safari Zone. So for those that don't know, the Safari Zone is a zone where different kinds of Pokemon are there. Each zone has different Pokemon and they use Safari Balls to catch them. Rather than battling a Pokemon, which is the usual way of catching a Pokemon, you would have to throw a rock at it or straight up just try to catch it as soon as you see it. So I actually have a good amount of money saved, so I'm gonna spend, each time you play you get 30 Safari Balls, and so when you run out or you do 500 steps, then you pretty much are, that's when you're out of time. And so I just found a Rhyhorn. I'm going to use a Safari Ball right away. And it just popped out after one shake. So I'm going to try using a Safari Ball again. Sometimes the Pokemon can run away, which is why I would refrain from throwing rocks too often. I'm going to throw one more rock and see how that works out. Wild Rhyhorn is angry. I would be angry if someone threw a rock at me as well. And still doesn't appear to... And Wild Rhyhorn ran. So that's my luck right now. We'll see if we could find... I have a Nidoran male already, so I won't be needing that. I'm going to go ahead and run away from that. See, cool thing is, Pokemon can run away from you. You can't... You can run away from them. It's a good back and forth that Pokemon and human deserve. So, just ran to this girl named Sarah on the game. She's looking for her boyfriend, Eric. Eric might be stuck within the Safari Zone. What doesn't make sense to me is how I have limited time, and there are NPCs within the Safari Zone that don't have limited time, but they're clearly there to play the same game that I'm playing. So, I guess every time, it would be cool to just see every time that I run out of time, NPCs would recycle. Maybe Pokemon could do that for the next Safari Zone. Then again, the Safari Zone that they had in the previous game actually allowed you to battle within it. So it was a different type of Safari Zone, something that we haven't seen in quite a while. So I just picked up a Carbo. For those that don't know, Carbo is used to heighten the speed of your Pokemon. So I'm going to use that on my Charizard, because Charizard's moves are based off of speed. And so here I am walking through the Safari Zone. We are getting into some wild grass, trying to find a Pokemon. I'm specifically looking for a Tauros right now, but I'm seeing what else I could catch. Awesome, the two-headed, the Siamese bird Doduo just popped up. So I'm going to throw a rock at it. Hopefully it doesn't run away right away, and it runs away. I should just stop predicting what's going to happen, and maybe it won't happen anymore. Just picked up a TM37. Oh, no more room for items. That sucks. So I'm going to... Let's see. Let's get rid of this soda pop, because I don't need it per se. Oh, let's get rid of this HP up. HP up raises your Pokemon's health. So that'll be interesting. Execute. So this is a grass psychic Pokemon. I'm going to try and catch it right away. See if it'll stay in the ball. It did not stay in the ball. Let me throw a rock. Wild Execute is angry. I'm going to throw another rock. Try my luck. Usually it doesn't work, but... And it's still here. So let's try a Safari Ball after two rocks. Still... Let me try the bait. Throwing bait at it. Oh, it ran after I threw it bait. That's not cool. I just give you food and you run away. So found a max potion. That's going to be helpful, especially against the Pokemon League. And now we are getting into another area of the Safari Zone. The Safari Zone has a lot of items just sitting around. A full restore. So, oh, okay. So we just caught, we're not going to catch this Nidorino, but we ran into one. I've had a Nidorino before. I actually still have it in my PC. So that is a Pokemon that I'm not really in need of. It is level 33 though. So it would be interesting to see, maybe this one is better than the one that I already have. Ooh, a Kangaskhan. So Kangaskhan, for those that don't know, is like a kangaroo Pokemon. I would settle for this Pokemon if it allows me to catch it, but lately I haven't had luck. Oh man, it ran right away. Dang. I should have just thrown a Safari Ball at it right away. So I think I found the zone where I am able to catch Kangaskhan. I'm gonna look up whether Kangaskhan or Tauros is a better Pokemon, but I think Tauros can learn Earthquake, but I already have a Pokemon that can learn Earthquake in Marowak, so maybe, let's see, Comet Punch, Rage, Bite, Tail Whip, Mega Punch, Leer, and Dizzy Punch. Interesting. Maybe. I might go with a Kangaskhan instead of a Tauros. Whichever one I catch first, I guess. Whichever one is more appealing. Another Doduo, the Siamese bird. So I'm going to try catching this because I don't have it in my Pokédex. And throwing a Safari Ball. Shakes once, shakes twice, comes out. I'm going to throw another Safari Ball. Shakes once, shakes twice, comes out again. Doduo is still angry. I did throw a rock at it. Forgot to mention that. And I caught it. Cool. So first Pokemon caught in the Safari Zone is a Doduo, the Siamese bird. And I think I'm going to use that Pokemon to fly for me, which is funny because it doesn't have any visible wings, but it is a bird Pokemon. It's sort of like an ostrich that has two heads. And so another execute. We're gonna throw a rock at it. These are egg Pokemon, so hopefully I'm not doing too much damage by throwing the rock at it and creating cracks in the eggs. I threw two rocks at it and it broke out of its. Still continuing to break out of the ball that I'm trying to catch it with. Did it one more time. I'm gonna try catching it again. And wild execute ran. So that is just my luck right now. We have a couple more minutes left on the show. And so I'm going to finish this Safari Zone run outside of the show. But thank you for being on with me today. Thank you for listening and for going through this journey with me. I'm surprised we only got this far. I just caught a Paris, so that's a good way to end the that's a good note to end the show on. If you love Penguin Radio and you love Dominican, go ahead and check out the rest of our student shows that are happening this week. Just to give you a taste of what's happening tomorrow, we have a conspiracy theory show with DJ Young Z from 4 to 5 p.m. called It's Gonna Get Weird. DJ Amor, we have The Travel Diaries from 5 to 6 p.m. DJ Sadoharu is doing Kawaii Corner from 6 to 7 p.m. I believe that's all about anime. That's going to be an interesting one. I think I'm going to check that one out tomorrow. DJ Royal has College Survival Guide from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. and My Two Cents from my boy Captain Quality from 8 to 9 p.m. tomorrow. So go ahead and check those shows out. Thank you for staying with me this week. Hopefully we can get another live gameplay going. It was a really fun time. Next week, I have something great planned for you. So tune in again from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. and have a great rest of your night. I love you all and bye.